Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game.
Hello, Indianapolis and any other listener from around the world. I'm Big Rob, and I'm back today with Big Nelly and Big Slammer. It's another Wednesday, and we got game again.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are the greatest associates of modern-day entertainment, after all.
Greatest associates of modern-day entertainment.
It feels amazing to be back, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so pumped. I'm hope you guys are pumped for another episode of Game. I'm excited, Slam. We couldn't do it, you know, last week because you were out and you didn't feel well. But, you know, I miss game. I miss, you know, being with the greatest associates of modern day entertainment.
Yes, we are. My boys,
Big Rob and Big Slammer.
The greatest associates.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's all right, because today marks the beginning of this, our second season.
Yeah, season two.
Woo. Season two.
Hey, Rob, could you give me a hot key? Could you give me, like, one of those claps? Give me a clap for game. You just got to keep scrolling.
Go ahead and get some cheering
get
in there.
Get some cheering. Get it.
And, well, of course, it won't be game without our contestants. Returning champ, we have Owen Pulley.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just a little louder. Just fine.
A little louder? All right, yeah, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. We're good now. We're good.
And then his opponent, we have Trey Hanna, DJ Trey.
Hi.
So, who do you guys think's gonna win?
Me?
Me.
No. I think me. Probably me.
Okay.
Right, so I hope, at least.
Owen thinks he's winning.
So, are you guys ready for trivia? Owen, you're up. Are you ready, buddy?
I'm so ready.
All right, question one. What year was the New York Mets founded?
1962.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is correct.
I assume that is correct.
That is correct.
Before the question's even out, Owen's on the roll, on
roll
today.
Did you not know that I was a Mets fan?
Well, I did.
The Mets, baby. It's all about the Mets.
All right.
It's all the Mets, baby.
All right. Question two. What year did Mario Andretti win the Indianapolis 500? A, 1967, B, 1969, C, 1971, D, 1974.
I think B, 1969.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I'm pretty sure.
Owen Pulley, that is correct. Question three. How many seasons did Larry Bird play for the Boston Celtics? A, 11, B, 12, C, 13, D, 15.
Can you give me those answers one more time?
A, 11, B, 12, C, 13, D, 15.
I'm going to say he played 13 seasons.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Owen Pulley, that is correct.
Three. He is on a roll.
Feeling it today.
Question four.
Oh, yeah, you feeling it, Mr. Krabs?
Oh, God. Are you feeling it now, Mr. Krabs?
Who was the 39th president? A, Ronald.
Jimmy Carter.
Well,
that is correct.
Four for four.
Question five. True or false? Does Arizona have a coastline?
Yes. That is false.
That is correct.
Wow. 5 for 5.
He is on fire.
How many questions we got left?
We got one more for him.
Man, he went through this like a lightning round.
Question six. How many copies of the album Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue were sold? A, 6,610,000. B, 6,750,000. C, 6,800,000, or D, 6,820,000.
Well, I'm not gonna go 6 for 6 today, probably, most likely, but I'm gonna go with D. That is my guess.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Lock it in.
Owen Pulley, I'm sad to say that is incorrect.
All right.
I really like that. That boo's awesome.
I can't say I've ever heard that song before.
It's an album.
Or that album. I don't
listen to Motley Crue. That's the album that has Kickstart My Heart on it, dude.
I don't really listen to Motley Crue.
Owen, you started off so promisingly.
He went 5 for 6. That's incredible.
Please.
Give a round of applause for Owen Pulley.
Please explain your downfall, Owen.
Motley Crue is what he's saying.
That wasn't that much of a round.
That was lightning
round. You want to give him a round of applause? Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah, round of applause for that lightning round.
All right, Trey, are you ready, buddy?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Question one. Who was the 30th president? A, Woodrow Wilson. B, William Howard Taft. C, Calvin Coolidge. D, Warren G. Harding.
I'm going to have to say Coolidge.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Trey Hanna, that is correct.
He has to get 4 more to tie and 5 more to win.
Question 2. What year was Daft Punk founded?
Oh.
A, 1991. B, 1993. C, 1994. D, 1997.
I'd have to say 1997.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes.
Trey Hanna, that is incorrect. Correct answer was 1993.
Trey, you must now get everything else right in order just to tie.
Question 3. How many ABA championships did the Pacers win? A, 2, B, 3, C, 4, D, 5.
2.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. Correct answer was 3. Question 4. Where did Graham Rahal win his first IndyCar race? A, Toronto. B, Long Beach. C, Road America. Or D, St. Petersburg?
Toronto. I watched that one.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Duh.
Well, DJ Trey, you are incorrect.
Wow.
St. Petersburg was the correct answer. Question 5. True or false? David Letterman hosted The Late Show.
True.
Are you sure that is
Wait,
your final
Letterman,
answer?
Letterman or?
David Letterman, the guy who owns part of Rahal Letterman Land
no.
Racing.
That was. Oh. Crap. I watched that show. That's bad. what was the question again?
True or false? David Letterman hosted The Late Show. Like a late night show?
I want to say true, but my gut is telling me false. So I'm going to go false.
DJ Trey, that is incorrect. David Letterman, proud Indiana native, has done a lot at the University of Ball State, has his own building. And he owns part of Rahal Letterman Lanigan Racing and hosted The Late Show.
Hmm.
Question 6. What U.S. capital doesn't have a McDonald's? A, Montpelier, Vermont. B, Providence, Rhode Island. C, Dover, Delaware. D, Concord, New Hampshire.
Why is it all New England states?
What? Okay. I'd have to say, I want to go with Rhode Island. So, Rhode Island.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Probably DJ Trey, that is incorrect.
Before you say the right answer, is it Delaware?
No, sir. It's Montpelier, Vermont.
Okay. I don't know. Delaware just strikes me as the type of state that
I pick most of those, like, New England-ish states, by New York and Massachusetts, because, like, those are states that no one really, like, talks about, and it's like they're all
just
sort of close, you know what I mean?
Delaware just strikes me as the state that wouldn't have a McDonald's.
Does have a NASCAR race, though, so does New Hampshire. So, all right, Owen Pulley, you are the winner of trivia.
Bye. I don't know how much because I stopped counting.
I think Trey had two questions correct or one question correct. I don't remember, but good job, DJ Trey. Good effort, and let's give a round of applause for Owen Poyle. Can we get a Homer woohoo? Can we get one of those?
Yes.
Yahoo!
Oh right, we changed that.
Is that woohoo? Is that Luigi or Mario or?
It's
that
just,
sounds like Toad.
It's just
like
some
Toad.
Guy.
Sounds like Toad. All right.
Well,
DJ Trey, Owen Pulley, you guys need to listen to this instructional tape of how much is it really worth, or you will fail miserably in this next segment and not win at all. DJ Trey, you need to win right now, bud. You need to listen to this real good, okay? Big Rob, roll it.
Roll on tape.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Games How Much Is It Really Worth section, hosted by me, Big Slammer. This section is a little more difficult to understand, unlike the other two, so this tape is made solely for the purpose of getting you up to speed. And all it takes are these three steps. Step 1. I show you an image of an article on the market that looks cheap and may be expensive, or the other way around. Look expensive is cheap. Step 2. Guess. You, as the contestant, are to give me an answer, and are only given 2 tries. Unless you're superhuman, you won't be able to get close to the price of these articles on the first try, and trust me, I 100% made sure of that. Hints will be given depending on how close you are on your first guess, such as when I tell you to name a price higher or lower from where you're currently at. This liberty won't always be given, and the prize becomes a mystery guess. Step 3. Whichever of the two contestants is closest to the prize is winner of 1 out of 5 different questions total. If a tie ends up happening, a tiebreaker question will be provided after the tiebreaker alarm has been set off. If a tie cannot be broken from there, then the show must go on, therefore move on to the next segment. Thank you for listening to this instructional tape. You may continue.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to that instructional tape on how much is it really worth. Sam, take it away.
All right, I'll go right ahead and get my stuff ready. So my friend over here, Big Nelly, is going to make sure he shows you the images of the articles that I have found. And we're going to start off with this Soviet-era Electronica EM25 analog string synthesizer.
That's really nice.
That... Oh, okay. Technical difficulties there. I'm going to say that's
$400. $400?
All right, that is a good guess. We're going to start off by saying, could you name me something lower?
I said 400. I'm going to go 250.
250. All right. That is good. So is that your... Okay, so that technically means that's your final answer then.
Yeah, I'm going to say 250 is my final answer.
All right. How about you, Trey?
I'm going to have to say... 225.
225. That is good. Could you tell me something at... Hat bit higher, actually.
300.
300? All right, that is good. So we got our final answers ready. Now, I must say that the one who's closest to the actual price is actually Trey.
Wow, what was it?
Let me guess, right. It was 230.
230.
Didn't $299.
I say? $299. Oh, okay. I said 225.
Good job, DJ Trey. Round of applause for DJ Trey.
Good job, Trey.
You guys are noticing a little bit of the lack of sound effects at the moment, and that is currently because we are doing a little work in progress. Oh, thank you. Thank you kindly.
Yeah, all right. I was keeping score real quick.
It is all good, my guy. You're still a great associate after all.
Appreciate it.
You wouldn't betray the group.
Oh, would I now?
We'll find out. Anyways, second article is this Heston 162560
120-inch side-by-side column refrigerator and wine cooler set. So that's the whole, it's the whole package.
Trey, would you like to do the honors of going first?
No.
Come on, Trey. Go first. It's your turn to go first.
Yeah, you
Trey.
Alternate. Who goes first?
Crap. Okay, I'm going to have to say 246.
That is specific, actually. Could you go a little higher?
73 cents.
Go a little higher. Okay. 300.
I didn't say a little, but you know, we'll go with that. How much is that?
300. He said 300.
All right, he said 300.
I meant 250.
No, he said 300.
You said 300.
You said 300.
We locked in 300.
That's how the game works, bud.
All right. Owen, what is your first guess here?
That's a full-size fridge with two wine coolers.
Yes.
I'm going to say... That is, what's the material? Is it stainless steel?
I did not check for any of this information.
Do your research.
Let me take a look at that fridge.
I'm just kidding.
That does not look like stainless.
By the way, you're
listening. The handles look like stainless, but that doesn't look like stainless.
Yeah, you're right. You're listening to the game on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. I'm going to say that fridge is $650.
Oh, my God. That is good, actually.
What did he say?
650?
Yes, 650.
Okay. 650, first answer. What's your second answer here?
Do I need to go higher or lower? Normally you tell people.
Higher.
All right. I'm going to say
$720. $720.
Okay.
All right, so I must say that the one who's closest to the actual price of this article is neither of you.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
What is it, like 1,200?
Somebody's got to be closer.
Nope. Neither.
Well,
did
no.
we tie?
Technically, one of them is
this
closer,
is not the Price is Right, so it works a little differently.
Not,
if it's nowhere
you
near,
you have to
then...
be within a certain amount.
I didn't... I'm technically closer.
Nope.
But you don't get the point.
You don't even know that I haven't even mentioned the price.
What is it, like $2,000?
$56,733.
Okay. Why is this even on the game? It's a fridge.
Ask Heston.
Game is kind of.
I get why he would put it in there. He'd show you something that looks cheap and it might be really expensive.
You gotta keep in touch with the instructions, pal.
We told you. Here's an instruction tape. Listen, or you will fail. I guess you chose fail.
All right. So, I guess we can move on through his third article, and we're going a little bit into the world of automobiles. With this 2011 Suzuki Equator RMC4.
One second. Let me see this.
That car or a truck?
Pickup truck.
What year is it?
2011.
Go $8,000.
$8,000. Good. Okay. That's pretty good. Could you give me something higher?
$9,000.
All right. So final answer, $9,000. Trey, what'd you say here?
Is it a truck or an SUV?
Pickup truck.
Okay. I'm going to go 22. I mean, not 22. 15.
$15,000?
Yep.
All right, $15,000. That is good. Could you do me something a tad bit higher, actually?
$16,000.
$16,000. All right, so let us see.
Ye old 16 large.
Your
let me see this
decided.
Truck.
All right, so I must say the one who's closest to the actual price of this article is Trey again.
DJ Trey! Oh! He's coming back, ladies and gentlemen.
Give me a yahoo. There we go. Now, the actual price was actually $16,997.
Trey is on a roll. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Whoa.
We're moving on to our fourth article.
Oh, gosh. I just saw the picture.
With this radio control R2-D2
figure.
Yeah,
Star Wars! I love Star Wars.
I peaked that hard.
Hey, fun fact. I might honestly want to get a job, so my English teacher's a huge fan of Star Wars. I was going to get him like a working R2-D2 to just run around his classroom. Imagine.
That looks like it might be like $8 billion.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Remote controls, maybe.
Hey, Owen?
No, it's... it is Owen.
Yeah, it's Owen.
Straight. I went first for the pickup truck.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, it's straight. I'm sorry, y'all confused me.
I'm going to have to say... $10,000.
All right. Now, I would like you to go lower, actually.
Wow. What?
Yep.
Maybe not. No. Maybe $5,000?
$5,000? Owen has already seen it. No, so.
Owen didn't guess, though. He never guessed.
Oh. You meant like no. Hannah with the phone. No. When you did that, I thought you meant Hannah with the phone.
I was trying to show Owen.
All right. Owen, what would you guess be here?
What was Trey's original guess?
$10,000.
And he wanted to go lower. Yeah, all right. 10. I'm going to go $8,000.
$8,000. All right. That is good. Could you
good strategy.
Name me something lower?
Let's go $6,000.
All right. So $6,000. Now, hang on. Run me again. Trey mentioned as his final answer.
He said
that
10, five. Five.
He said 5.
He went down to 5. And Owen went down to
6.
All right. Now, I must say that the one who's closest to the price of this article is neither of you again.
I swear, if it's right in the middle.
Guys, this isn't how this game's supposed to work.
How much is it? How much is it?
What do you mean this isn't how this game is supposed
to work?
How do
you mean this is how it's supposed to work?
We made the game.
All right, hey guys, how about we just chill out, guys? Here we go. Just keep the game going.
All right. Let's keep on going. The actual price was actually $1,528.99.
$1,000.
Okay.
$1,000. One R2-D2 figure that moves.
How many articles do we have left?
All right, we got one more, actually. Oh, man, this episode has been going
Trey's
pretty fast.
Trey's winning by one right now.
Trey wins this round, no matter what, since we have just this one left.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, so.
Can we talk about how fast today's episode has been going, actually?
It's been going speedy.
All right.
But that could all change with my segment.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we move on to this pack of 10 Mitsubishi-branded Uniball pens.
Oh, Mitsubishi brand pens.
What? Wow, pens. Oh, they got colors, too.
One second, let me see these pens.
Oh, there's pens? $12 million, final guess. $12 million.
No.
All right. $100.
All right.
$100 for... Okay.
I mean, they're Mitsubishi pens.
Could you name me something lower?
They got a car brand, okay? Obviously, $50. They're expensive.
Mitsubishi does a lot of stuff other than cars.
$50, lock it in.
All right, $50, locking it in. All right, that is good. I like your terminology. Trey, what is your guess here?
$20.
$20. All right, name me something a tad bit higher. Let's say not super high, but
$30.
$30. All right, so you went all the way up to $30, and Owen has mentioned $50, so I must say. That the one who's closest to the actual price of this article is Trey.
DJ Trey! Wow. Yes! All right,
we got a comeback story.
We have a comeback story, ladies and gentlemen. DJ Trey gets the win.
What's
in
the real price?
How much is it really worth? Good job, Trey. All right. Sorry, Slammer. I didn't mean to steal the show.
It was worth $23.30.
Great job, DJ Trey. Round of applause for DJ Trey. Can I get some claps, Rob, over here? Can I get some claps?
Oh, yeah.
For
we can get some cheering. How about we get a gavel?
So, DJ Trey, how do you feel right now? You tied up Owen. You came into How Much Is It Really Worth, really strong. You got the most questions right. How do you feel right now, man?
Do you feel like a champion?
No. I don't know what. I don't really feel anything.
Okay. I feel tired. Not the response I was looking for. I thought you'd been a little more enthusiastic about winning and tying the game up, because Owen is the past winner of game. But Big Rob, take it away with your segment.
All righty, guys. It's Radio Duel time.
Yeah.
And, I got...
I thought it was Radio Rumble.
I got Radio Rumble, whatever. I forget the name sometimes. Okay?
Radio Rumble, Radio Duel.
So I got one of two numbers in my back. I have a number between one and two. Who wants to guess what the number is?
Sorry, two.
Owen thinks it's two. It is two. Owen will go first for this round.
Sweet. I'm excited.
You couldn't see what was on there, right?
No, good.
Okay, good.
I was just guessing.
Now, name a professional sport where players make a lot of money.
I'm going to go football.
All right. Trey?
Soccer.
Well, football is the number one answer.
Yay.
Next is baseball, basketball, then soccer.
I mean, technically we were both right, because soccer's called football.
No. This is this
Trey
is
lost mic privileges.
Sorry, Trey. You don't get to speak anymore. Anyway, round two. All right, we have one for Owen, zero for Trey.
The winner of this round wins it all.
Yes, sir.
Name something you do if the person sitting next to you on an airplane had BO. Well, this time it's Trey's turn to go first.
Yeah, it is Trey's turn.
Did you put on deodorant? Well, did you shower today?
So.
Did who shower?
I'm not sure if I should include that as an answer, but I will.
That mic doesn't work.
So yeah, we'll count that as something. Shower. Owen, what's your answer?
I'm going to say
Trey, who did that?
No, I would put on my mask.
What was that?
I don't know. I would put on my mask.
Okay, you cover your nose. All right. So, number one answer is change seats. Number two, cover nose / mask. Number three, turn head. Number four, endure and enjoy it, which I find weird. Then number five, spray perfume. Number six, what I'm counting as Trey's answer, you reek, yo.
you reek, yo. I like that. That was funny.
So I got the point.
Yes, Owen is 2-0. And next... it is your turn to go again. It's name Marvel's Avengers.
All of the Avengers?
No, just one.
Like Iron Man. Iron Man.
Iron Man, okay. Trey?
Captain America.
Captain America is number one answer.
Ooh,
wow,
Trey!
I thought Iron Man was going to be
number two is Iron Man.
Okay.
Actually, they're at... I just looked at the numbers. They're tied. They're 22 tied. And 22. Oh.
All right, what if we can name number three? I'll go first.
Can we name it? Yeah, name
it. Yeah, try to name it.
Wait, is there any ties other than those two?
Yes.
Where is it at?
It's with 15 people, and it's 4 and 5.
Okay, so we got to guess number three.
Yes.
I'm going to say number three is Hulk.
Trey?
I'm going to have to say it's Thor.
Another tie.
Do we get 4 and 5?
Yeah.
You guys hit 4 and 5.
All right, let's see if I can get number three. We got to get number three. Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk. There's somebody out there listening right now who's like screaming who it is. I'm gonna say number three, Spider-Man's not an Avenger.
Never mind. He is.
Oh, he is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go Spider-Man. Is the third.
Right.
I'm gonna go Black Widow.
And winning with Black Widow. Black Widow.
DJ Trey.
DJ Trey.
He has tied it up, ladies
number
and gentlemen.
Wait, has it? It's 2-1.
Number three was not Black Widow, but instead Black Panther.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow.
And Black Widow was.
I thought it was
going to
be Spider-Man.
So
or something
it's
like
2-1. Two questions left. And horror movies. Name a place teenagers go where there's always a killer on the loose.
Abandoned cabin.
Well, all right. Owen?
Elm Street.
I mean, I guess.
Elm Street from Freddy Krueger?
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Anyway, the winner, Trey, with Camp Cam.
Good job.
Camp Cabin and Woods.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Stuttered.
I am losing my absolute mind. I'm going bonkers. Please help.
All right, so how many questions do we have left?
We have one left. It's tied.
This is for
this is for the game. This is the game winner.
This is for the championship.
All right.
Is that Max?
The All Station Radio Championship.
All right. Let's see it.
All right. Name a state that has a lot of sports teams.
California.
Trey?
Dang it, you took mine. I don't... Florida. Because Florida has...
Number one answer, New York. Wow.
Dang.
Number four answer, Texas.
What's California at?
Number five answer, Pennsylvania. Number six answer, Illinois. Number two answer is California.
Yes. And Owen.
Number three is Florida.
Wow. And Owen Pauly is the winner of this episode of Game. Round of applause for Owen.
Hey, I will say after my dominating effort in trivia, Trey did a good job pulling back. Yeah,
he stepped
definitely
up.
Stepped up.
So, Owen, how do you feel right now about, you know, winning today's episode of Game? How do you feel?
No, I'm feeling pretty good today. Two-time champ now.
Do you think you'll go longer than Max and Kaden?
I don't know. Kaden's run was, what, four games? Three games?
Yeah, something like that.
Max's was like four.
Three games.
I think Max's was four, wasn't it?
Yeah, Max was four. So
you know, I think I'm hoping so.
So DJ Trey, you know, you didn't walk out away with the win in today's episode of Game. How do you feel right now after, you know, losing in Game?
It's another loss. It's another loss in the book. I don't really care.
Okay.
No, it's not. I don't care about the show. It's like I don't care that I lost because it's really another loss in the book.
All right.
Big Rob, well, sign us off.
I'm Big Rob. We have Big Slammer and Big Nelly.
And we were the greatest associates of modern day entertainment. Good night, Indianapolis.
And this has been Game. Goodbye.